The word of the Lord from the prophet Jeremiah, chapter 17. O Lord, the hope of Israel, all who forsake you shall be ashamed. Those who depart from me shall be written in the earth, because they have forsaken the Lord, the fountain of living waters. Heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. Save me, and I shall be saved, for you are my praise. In the name of our Lord who heals and saves. There is something quite remarkable about the circumstances here. Here we are in the early years of the 21st century. We come together in the midst of our academic day. We come from classes where we have looked into biology and economics and literature and foreign languages, and we will go off to others where we will study mathematics and communication psychology and business and so on and so on. But right in the middle of it all, we pause to listen to some words, a few lines of poetry written in the 6th century before Christ. And we do this in the conviction that these words have something relevant and important to say to our situation in the midst of our busy daily lives. That, I submit to you, is quite remarkable. The words come from the prophet Jeremiah, one of the great prophets of ancient Israel. Jeremiah witnessed the tragic events of the last days of the kingdom of Judah. He witnessed the deterioration of his country after the death of the last of the good kings of Judah, King Josiah. And that deterioration culminated in the destruction of the city of Jerusalem in the summer of the year 586 BC. Jeremiah saw thousands of his fellow countrymen sent into exile by their conquerors, the Babylonians. Well, we might ask, how can words spoken and written in those very foreign circumstances of long ago and far away be of any relevance to us? Oh, I suppose there might be a few history geeks who would get into this stuff, but for the average person, it seems a bit of a stretch, perhaps, that there could be any importance or relevance in these words for us. It would be very easy to dwell at length on how different the world in which Jeremiah lived was from the world in which we live. If we think about his world in terms of its politics, both within the nation of Judah and on the international scene, or in terms of the social structures under which he lived, or in terms of the cultural categories such as language and various fashions of thought about the world in his time, the differences between Jeremiah's world and our world are many, and they are great and so many, in fact, that we might conclude that the cultural gap is just too great to be bridged. We can't understand the world of Jeremiah, so how can we make sense of some specific words from him? We don't live in a world in which monarchy is the dominant form of government. We don't live in a world in which the superpower of the day is located in Mesopotamia. We don't live in a world in which the majority view of religion includes polytheism and the explanation of natural phenomena by myths about gods and goddesses. In our experience, the worship of God does not include or involve strict observance of a Sabbath day or a set of laws about what we can eat. All those things were a part of Jeremiah's world. Does all this mean that the chaplain made a mistake in assigning this text from Jeremiah as our reading for today? Well, my answer is no, because what we have in common with Jeremiah is far greater and far more important than the ways in which we differ from him. What we have in common really comes down to two concepts, one that has to do with the problem of the human condition, and the other that has to do with what can be done about it. The prophet Jeremiah has many very clear things to say about the problem of the human condition, the spiritual condition of humankind as a result of the fall into sin. His diagnosis gets to the heart of the matter, and it's a diagnosis which is universal. It applies to all human beings across boundaries of culture and time and space. It doesn't make any difference what the details concerning your political, social, or general cultural circumstances are, or when and where you happen to live. A few verses before our reading for today, the prophet had said, "The human heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it?" His analysis of the problem is truly radical. It has to do with the condition of the human heart. Who can know it? He asks rhetorically. The nature of the problem is such that we can't even understand it ourselves. It just has to be believed on the basis of the testimony of Scripture. The human heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. This is the verdict of God on our condition. He says through his prophet here, "I, the Lord, search the heart. I test the mind." The problem is not just this or that specific wrongdoing, but the whole heart, which has gone wrong. The list of the actual sins of the human race is long and sordid. Adulterers, adulteries, murders, thefts, blasphemy. But what is the origin of them all? The human heart. The prophet speaks the sentence of God on that condition. All those who forsake the Lord will be ashamed, he says. And he's not talking about blushing in some momentary, temporary embarrassment. This is the shame of being cast out from the presence of God and separated from him eternally. So where is deliverance to be found? The prophet's prayer in response to the verdict and sentence of God makes this clear. He prays, "Heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. Save me, and I shall be saved." If healing and salvation are to be found, where will they come from? Well, they'll come from one place, from God himself. The prophet does not say, "Well, in the light of my condition, I guess I need a little help here." No, he prays for the deliverance which only God can provide. His prayer is the foundational prayer of the entire biblical tradition. Kyrie eleison. Lord, have mercy on me in my need. My words and deeds manifest the corruption of my heart. God alone provides healing and salvation. And he does that. Every Kyrie eleison, every Lord have mercy prayer, every prayer for the healing and salvation that comes from God, this prayer is answered in the great truth that God has given his only begotten Son in the person of Jesus of Nazareth. And his life, death, and resurrection are our healing and our salvation. Our Kyrie eleison is answered in him. Jeremiah's words are old words from 25 centuries before our time, but they speak to us with freshness and relevance. We are healed and saved in that gospel message which comes to us daily like the rising of the sun. Blessed are you in that gospel. Let us all pray. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, your mercies are new to us every morning, and though we have in no way deserved your goodness, you abundantly provide for all our needs of body and soul. Give us, we pray, your Holy Spirit, that we may heartily acknowledge your merciful goodness toward us, give thanks for all your benefits, and serve you in willing obedience through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The Almighty and merciful Lord, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, bless and preserve you. Go in peace.